Lesson 17. The Country Without an Army. At the close of the ceremony honoring him, the dark-haired, impeccably dressed 46-year-old passed among the many dignitaries gathered at San Jose's Metropolitan Cathedral and embraced a frail, elderly man who had tears of joy streaming down his cheeks. On this occasion, Costa Ricans had gathered to celebrate their president, Oscar Arias Sanchez, who was about to leave for Oslo to receive the 1987 Nobel Prize for Peace. This award was to be conferred upon Arias because he was the main architect of an accord known as the Arias Peace Plan, signed that year by representatives from Nicaragua, Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Honduras. It affirmed the intentions of these countries to make a strong effort to end the armed conflict that had embroiled parts of Central America for decades. Arias was uniquely qualified to initiate this effort. For almost 40 years, his country had enjoyed both domestic tranquility and a democratic political system. Both of these blessings had been bequeathed to Costa Rica by its former president, José Figueres Ferrer, the man Arias now embraced. In the early 1940s, Figueres was a successful but largely unknown coffee planter. Outraged by the country's corrupt government, which, like those that had preceded it, rigged elections, shot or jailed political opponents, and allowed the army to brutalize the population into abject submission, Figueres gave a radio speech in 1942 attacking the country's president. For this act, he was sent into exile, but his courageous defiance made him a national hero. 6 years later, he led an armed coup that toppled the government. The year 1948 marked the beginning of a new epoch in Costa Rican history. The new government that Figueres formed in May of that year transformed Costa Rica in the first few months of its existence. Among the reforms he instituted were full voting rights for women, low-cost healthcare, and free and open elections. But his most amazing accomplishment was the renunciation of war. This was not mere rhetoric. He followed up his declaration by abolishing Costa Rica's army and taking a sledgehammer to strike the symbolic blow that began the destruction of the army's headquarters. As head of the National Liberation Party, which he formed, Figueres was 3 times elected president of his country, an indication of the strong rapport that existed between the citizens and this leader. Now in 1987, the aged Costa Rican patriarch stood on the steps of the Metropolitan Cathedral, with the younger man now carrying Figueres' dream of peace beyond the nation's frontiers. The former and current presidents acknowledged the cheers of the people as they made their way on foot, and without need of protection, to the National Museum of Culture, once the site of the Citadel, headquarters for the army. Having observed all this, an onlooker commented, "It was as though George Washington had appeared at the inauguration of John F. Kennedy."